Go Terpins with Travis Garrison, through the 68 Network. Got a special guest, my brother, VA Finest, John J.G. Gilchrist. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, brother? What's going on?
I'm good, man. How's everything going?
Can't complain. My wife, we expecting twin boys, soon. So, just getting ready for that. You know how that goes.
Man, hey, yo, that's crazy. Hey, when I saw that, man, I was like, yo, that's what's up, man. Twins. Man, hey, you know if it's boys or girls yet or what?
Two boys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. So, I'm pretty excited, man.
I already know, man. Shoot, that's what's up, man. Congrats again on that, man. That's good stuff. That's a blessing right there, for real, man. Seriously.
For sure.
You been keeping up with the current team so far?
I caught like one or two games. I've been keeping up with the, I keep up with the scores and stuff like that, yeah. Live feed. Yeah. And things like that. I mean, I seen them play more last year.
Right.
But, the whole thing with the COVID and, watching them games like that, it's kind of hard to watch sometimes.
Right. Yeah, I already know. Hey, because, I was talking to Coach Williams like a couple of weeks ago, man. And we were talking about, how they had a chance last year, man. Everybody thought they may have had a real good chance to go real far. And then COVID happened, man. It shut the whole season down.
Right, yeah. It definitely was unfortunate for them.
Just imagine, man. If we had to play back when we were playing, man. We had to play through that situation. Like, we couldn't play Duke in that type of environment, or North Carolina in that type of environment. How crazy it would have been not to be able to play, at our place with the crazy fans, man, and our good fans, man. Then playing in indoor, man, without fans, man. Like, it's a different experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different experience, but I think it goes both ways, because just watching the landscape of college basketball, like they say this year was one of the first years in like 50, 60 years was like Duke, North Carolina, and Kentucky was outside the top 25, stuff like that. So a lot of times people lean on their fan base a lot, you know what I'm saying? So I guess playing overseas and stuff like that, when you got to bring your own energy when you outside of that comfort zone, a lot of times it comes down to the chemistry of the team, you know, and I think that's the reason why a lot of these bigger teams get knocked off, because a lot of times, it's kind of easy to lean onto the crowd and everybody getting pumped up in those lights. I mean, TG, the lights, so to see teams come in and beat other teams, or, it's like the tables are like totally turned right now.
Right.
And you can't tell if it's teams not getting practice time or whatever. It's a lot of facts that it could be, but I think it's interesting.
Right.
I really do.
Nah, definitely, man. Like I said, man, just watching the games, man. No fans. So it's more like you scrimmaging. Like it's pickup. We playing pickup. We playing open gym. Us as hoopers, man. We don't care if, obviously we love the fans there because we get to put on the show this, then the third. But at the end of the day, man, we're going to go out there and hoop, and we're going to compete. Cause that's just what we do. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, sir. It's the nature of the game.
Exactly. So yeah, man. So like I said, man, they got a big win this past Saturday, and now they got a big one tonight against Wisconsin. So, they won the last few games, man. So, us playing, man, that momentum get going, you win a few, much needed win games. Now you kind of got the momentum. So now, hopefully, man, like I said, against Wisconsin tonight, if they can pull that out, man, that'll be real big for them.
Yeah, the guys they had Iowa, like, then they did. How did that go?
Right.
What was the big game you said they won last game?
They won against, it was Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Minnesota. Pretty tough. It was at Minnesota?
Yeah.
They're pretty tough at home.
And they got the most – this team got the most road wins against top teams in the history of Maryland basketball.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they got a lot of guys that can guard. That's what I like about them. They – similar to how our team was structured, we had guys from the point all the way, point through 4 or 5 when we had Jamal, you know, doing our, you know, our run year, you know, we can switch off on pretty much any ball screen or something, you know, if anytime you get a bad mismatch, you feel that, you know, you can pretty much keep a guy in front of you and shoot a contested jump shot, you know what I'm saying? So,
You know, I'm saying like that.
You gonna do some things, make some noise on defense.
Yeah, like I said, man, I know they took a couple of hits earlier, man, you know, because, you know, guys from Michigan, like Hunter Dickinson and, you know, guy from Indiana, the big man kind of just, you know, outplayed our big man, you know. But like I said, it's time to get things going again, man. It's time to figure things out, right? Like, you know, man, close to tournament time, when it's much needed, getting that good run, man, going, and they got about 10 games left. Shoot, man, they knock off a few, man. They can get tonight and get a few more games, man. Should go into the tournament. They should have that momentum going, then possibly may have a chance to get into that tournament too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, just as long as they guard, you know basketball, man. Just as long as you guard, get stops, you know, hit shots. I mean, it sounds easy, but, you know, with the loss of a point guard, you know, team captain, and they had, you know, the big, you know, going and getting drafted. And, you know, from year to year, the team dynamics always change. Right. You know, and then, like, once again, with this COVID, you know, it's hard because it takes away the home court advantage and all that. You know what I mean? So chemistry is definitely a huge issue.
Exactly, man. It's about depending on your bench. You know what I mean? The bench, like I was telling Coach Williams, man, the bench played the biggest factor now. So whoever got the loudest bench or the most enthusiastic bench is the home team, regardless if you're on the road or at home.
Exactly. Now I was about to say, we're going through that right now. We actually got a game tonight. I coach high school down here in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
And, they canceled all of the sports in all the neighboring cities, but they kept ours. You know what I mean? So it's like our game, we got like an 8-game season and it's similar. You know what I mean? It's definitely feel like a scrimmage, but I feel good because of the guys, you know. I felt bad for when I felt they was going to cancel the season. Right. And, you know, so yeah, I'm definitely seeing it firsthand with these games, you know.
It's unfortunate, man. You know, obviously we're living in way different times, man, where things are totally different to where we came up, man. And, you know, everybody had to adjust, the whole world, man. So, man, what I know we talked about it, but other people probably want to know, man, like, what made you choose University of Maryland?
Being recruited by a school of that nature, you know, first of all, it's something that you can't, you know, you can't take for granted. You know, it's definitely a blessing, you know. And coming from, you know, one state away, Virginia, one of the first things that pricked my curiosity about Maryland is when Joe Smith went there in the early 90s. He's from my town or whatever. And so when he first went there, that's when I really, you know, first following him, and, you know, and I was a youngin' at the time, you know, elementary and all that, but, you know, watching him come in, and, you know, he got drafted, and, you know, Iverson came, you know, what, the following year, and he got drafted, or maybe a year after, you know, he went to Georgetown, so naturally, that were, like, my first two, Maryland, Georgetown, you know what I mean, you follow your heroes. I'm pretty sure it's similar to coming from the DMV and you seeing, you know, the Wizard go to Maryland and be like, oh, man, you know, it's that type of thing. Usually follow your favorite players. And so that was, you know, personally for me, that was one thing. And also fast forward, back then also I used to come up to the Maryland camps because I have an uncle that lives, two uncles that live up there and an aunt. And I would come up to the camp during the summertime and play. And, you know, the kids camp. So I came up there probably about three summers or so. And the kids were really good. You know, that was one thing that I, you know, coming from here, you know, which we play multi-sports, you know, kids play baseball, football. You know, it's kind of a, you know, you kind of just go with whatever the sport is. And then, you know, if you get opportunity, get looks, and you kind of hone into it, you know, in our area. But when I went up there and I seen how serious that people took basketball, I understood that from very young. You know, I was in elementary school playing with kids, and just the moves that they were doing. I mean, we were little kids, and they were doing stuff that I didn't see before. You know, so I always had a different appreciation and understanding that how special the DMV basketball community is, you know.
Right. Yeah, man. Like you said, man. Coming from here, you know, being able to play at Maryland in front of my home team, and you're not that far from Maryland, and you got family here too. So right. Your family could drive. I know your family's come to a lot of the games. It's easy for them to get there, man. It's mm-hmm. it's nothing like that, you know, especially when you're playing at that high of a level and need that support. So how was it that that transition coming in? You know, we came in right after they won a national championship. So it was, you know, and you still had some guys there like Steve Blake, Drew Nicholas, and those guys. How was it like, you know, coming in and playing behind Steve and getting to get that experience from a guy who, you know, won a national championship, went to the Final Four the year before, had that experience just learning from one of the great Maryland guards?
I mean, you know, it was tough, you know, as far as like any freshman coming in, trying to, you know, gain some type of traction, some type of respect, you know, because, you know, it's easy to come in as a freshman and take the back seat and kind of just be like, okay, I'll wait my turn. But at the same time, you know, even the older guys and, you know, even the coaching staff, everybody, they're looking to see what type of character that you have when you step on campus. Like, are you going to compete or not? And, you know, like one of the first things, you know, with conditioning, you know, the things that I learned from Maryland, you know, even now to today with coaching or any other aspect of basketball, just the way that the program was run was things that you can't take that away from me. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, I just remember coming to conditioning and they were counting all our shots and everything was calculated. And, you know, we go in and you have an off day and the next day, you know, you shot, you know, 40-30% of the shoot, like it showed, you know what I mean? It was up on the wall. So every shot you did was calculated. Every, you know, times that you did on the runs, you know, it was just like that level of data and consistency that you had to bring it every day. And it made me realize that, you know, everything that you do, you know, you have proof of why you're not playing. There's no need for talking. You know what I mean? Right. Like it's the proof is right there. You know what I mean? So that level of consistency was the main thing that I had to learn quick.
Right. Exactly. Like you said, man, us coming on to the campus, man, like I knew at the Mantha, man, they, you know, they do it for free throws and stuff like that. But like you said, man, we come in and we got our little, like during the summertime, we have our drills. We come back mm-hmm. in the locker room. They got the, how many shots you made? How many shots you shot? What's your percentage? So, and they, now you go in the, and it might have been a team. It might have been a group before you that went in. You watching the numbers that they did. So it was that thing that, like you said, we just had to take some getting used to. But at the same time, just seeing how a championship team does things, you know, it was different, man. It was different. I know it was different for me, you know, coming in and, you know, they just coming high off the championship. You know, they just coming high off the championship. So yeah, man. And then, you know, obviously that transition from your freshman year to now, you got the keys now. Now you the point guard. Now the keys in your hands. And what was that experience like? And like I said, now you went from playing as a freshman, playing behind Steve. Now it's your team. And a lot of the older guys are gone. The seniors are gone. You know, Steve, Drew, all those guys are gone now. Now it's just sophomores and the senior.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, you know, when you're young, you're led by ego. You know what I'm saying? And at the time, it's like, oh, you know, I got this, because you let off your pride and your ego. But looking back, I was a deer in headlights. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just like. You know, I'm not going to admit that I'm nervous or whatever. I'm just going to just try to go hard, you know. You know, the learning curve of being thrust into a leadership position is something that, you know, it's always a delicate balance on any team. And, you know, we spoke about the team right now, you know, like losing a four-year, you know, guy, point guard, you know, when he came off, you know, after Melo left, whatever, he was, you know, ran the show, but he ran it for, you know, a while. So to be in that position that you set the tone, and it's not so much only about how you're playing, but how the team is playing as a whole is definitely a fine balance, man, when it comes down to playing point guard. So, you know, I'm thankful for the opportunity, but it definitely was a lot of lessons, you know, good and bad that I learned from being in that position.
Right. I mean, like I was telling Coach Williams, I said, man, look, he was trying to teach me the whole time and trying to tell me this is what you need to do. And, you know, me, man, I was bumping heads. I'm like, nah, but I want to do it this way. He's like, no, we're going to do it this way. And I'm like, so it was like that back and forth because we, like you said, man, we young and we thinking we know everything. You know, we think we got this. I got this. That was my mindset. I was like, man, I'm good. I got this. But, you know, like you said, as we get older, we go through things in our life, we different experiences, and then now we're not playing anymore. We look back on it, we said, like, you know what, man? Dang, Coach was right, man. You know, if I would have I would have just took what he was saying a little more serious, you know, the career probably went a little different way as well, you know? So, and I know as a coach, man, you coaching now, so you kind of see that now too. Like, you understand the players a lot differently now because you was once a player, so you right. know.
I mean, honestly, you know, the main thing that I'm getting from this whole experience, you know, from seeing it from the other side of the coin, is that it's a group effort. You know what I mean? When you're a coach, you're not only coaching the player, you're coaching their parents, you're coaching their whoever their support team is, whoever it is. Everyone has to buy into the vision, right. And you know, the only way you're going to really find success is getting the players to understand the individual success that you get is from the team. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times it's easy as a player to deviate from that plan and be like, all right, man, if I go get mine, if I look, I'm going to look good. You know what I mean? Right, but it's hard to be like, the team when the team look good first and, you know, hopefully I have a good game instead of I'm going to go out there and do my thing and I hope we win. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, so everybody has to be on that page, and that's hard to do and sacrifice, especially for young teams, you know.
And I'm glad you brought that up, man, because, you know, if we were playing together, man, you obviously, man, a big guard, the score at will when you wanted to. So what, like you said, man, like just knowing that difference, like I know I could take, because, man, your one-on-one skills was like to none, you know what I mean? So you can say, man, I could take him one-on-one and you can get to the bucket, or I got to make this pass, you know? So what, like you said, man, like what made you say, all right, man, I got to get my team involved instead of saying, man, I can, and especially sometimes you got to go into a point where he's like, man, go ahead. You know what I mean? But it's, sometimes you was like, man, I got to get the team going, you know? So like you said, as a point guard, I know it's kind of difficult, especially when you know you can score at will, you know? So like, what's that thinking? Like, I ain't play point guard, but you know.
The thinking is very intricate, you know? And one thing about it, looking back in retrospect, I wish I would have studied Steve Blake even more, because by Steve Blake picking up his playing style, he already had the blueprint of what Coach Williams had wanted, you know, cause he, you know, he played that style and he was pretty much the first pass first point guard that I've ever really, you know, seen or played behind. You know what I mean? Like everybody coming up in our era, you know, we all followed the blueprint of Iverson. You know, like we just felt like, okay, if you could score the ball, then you can get looks. It worked for him. You know what I mean? Right. So that's just how, you know, I was taught to play the game. You know, it was almost like it was a one-on-one game within a 5-on-5. You know, so to see a type of player that can sit there and I remember we used to be like a shoot around the practice and everything. And they used to sit like on the middle, you know, section where the scorekeepers, you know, the little things used to have up. And they used to sit there and watch other guys get up shots, you know. And it looked like, you know, sometimes you're laughing and joking, but I would watch him and he would watch other guys shooting their shots. And I used to wonder about that. I'm like, you know, because every time I had opportunity to get up shots, I was over there shooting or whatever. But to watch a guy, especially pregame, to see if they're hitting their shots and where they're feeling good at and stuff like that, you're in a whole nother game. You know what I mean? Your mental is on a whole nother level. And it took for me literally to get older, you know, in my playing career, you know, post injuries and everything like that, to start really leaning on my teammates more. Because like you said, you know, my mindset was if everything breaks down, then I can try to go create a play. You know what I'm saying? Rather than let's see how I can just make it as easy as possible by, you know, playing off of the strengths of everybody. I mean, I knew, like, you know, the spot used to like the ball on the baseline. Used to be cash mid-range all the way to three. you know, pick and pop all day, and you know, the role, like, you know, you was very versatile as a player. But you know, it's like certain players, you know, you just got to learn their games, and that's the right. only way as a point guard that you're going to find success is by knowing your personnel inside out. I mean, it's no right. way around it.
I mean, absolutely, man. And also what comes with being a point guard, you just like a quarterback, you get that pressure. Everything's on you. So when things come down, when things get tight, everybody's looking at you to see how you're going to do things. So speaking of that, our sophomore year, when we was going towards the tournament time, and we kind of was, we had to win some games. You know, I know mm-hmm. we had to beat the NC, win the NC State game right before the tournament. Like, what was the pressure like on you as a sophomore? Then you ain't started as a freshman, but you basically got the keys to the team as a sophomore. Like, what was that pressure like? Or did you, or was there any pressure basically having to take this team and basically knowing they just won a national championship, but we got to get away, we got to find a way to get back to that tournament. So going into the tournament, the games prior before that, that we had to win, what was that thought process like? And was there any like real tight pressure? Like, did you feel like anxious? Like, how was that? What was that feeling like? Like I said, you're a sophomore, man. You, this is your first time starting, you know what I mean, on a team at the time, man. And just that right. pressure, man. Like, so how was that?
I feel that it just goes back to the opportunity. You know, you got to pay forward to all the people that, you know, gave you opportunity to come play. That was in my mind, you know what I mean? And, you know, I didn't really want to let down, you know, those people, let down the people that gave us the opportunity to come to campus and play, the coaches, our teammates, everything, you know, because as a team, as a athlete, you always know you have another gear or more that you can give, you
right,
know,
right,
and,
right.
You know, just the dynamic of the whole team had, you know, adjusted from the year before. As you said, you know, we lost those four seniors that we had the year before, you know, you named Drew and Steve, but, you know, Taj and Sleepy, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, we had other guys that, you know, we could lean on if, you know, the other team went on the run, or even guys that could come off the bench, you know, that were older, that can kind of be that stabilizing, like, solid force,
right.
You know, because when you're young, you know, it's going to be more of an up and down thing. You know what I mean? You have the right. talent and you have the youth and athleticism, but sometimes, like, just, you know, we call it stop the bleeding when other teams are going on a run, or, you know, that person who can, you know, really, you know, shift the momentum and stuff like that. So, you know, my mindset was just to try to take a step back and figure out, you know, how can come with a more mental approach to, like we said before, as far as being a point guard, it was beyond, you know, what I could do, or me up until that point, it was me trying to put, you know, my best games together, right. You know what I mean? And then, you know, as a point guard, you know, you come to realize that, you know, your success is only about if your team wins or loses anyway. Like, you can have right. the same stat line, or even worse. But if your right. team gets a W, then, you know, that's all that matters. So, you know, that was my mindset. We had to win. We had to go to the tournament. You know, so it was the same as how it always was. We was there.
Exactly. I want to know for myself, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to know, man, that ACC tournament. What was your mindset? I know what it was like. I was there and I saw, but still, I want to get more into like that, your thought process. And I know you had the Bible, man. Your look, it was, I seen you before. Like I say, I'm being in the locker room all the time, but it was just something it was something different, man. We walked in and had that first game against Wake Forest. Even prior to that, just the preparation for it. And then our first game, we on a bubble. If we win against Wake Forest, we might have a chance. What was your mindset like going into that game, first off, going into the ACC tournament?
I mean, it's funny. To me, it kind of seems like how the guys probably played in the league this year when they were in the bubble out in, you know, Orlando. You know, we went there with all distractions, you know, out of the way. And so my whole mindset is, you know how it is, man, playing in school, you got people calling for tickets and, you know, all that, you know what I'm saying? Cut the phone off and just, you know, really lock in. You know, it just really felt like an AAU tournament that you feel like, you know, this is going to be your big exposure, or being at an elite camp or whatever, or, you know, right. like the guys in the league this year playing in the bubble. You know, that's kind of what's where I was at, you know what I mean? And like you said, going into it, we all knew that, you know, we had to, you know, win a game or two to solidify our NCAA, you know, health and everything like that, our chances. But that just was my mindset, man. And, you know, from the season, you know, we have certain games that we pulled off. We had upsets that we had. So, you know, you have your confidence working on that end because you know you can get it done. Right. But, you know, really, you know, it's all about just putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And, you know, and the biggest thing that, you know, I've always had to really battle with this is understanding how to be a leader. And, you know, a lot of people lead in different ways. And, you know, I just believe that it's my calling not to really lead by talking, because, right, you know, we all have a different way of how we view things. And, you know, some people, right, like, man, you know, we like you talk because you can hype everybody up, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I've tried to do it, you know what I mean? But you might be, it's like somebody that's, you know, kicking the freestyle, it's going to come off whack. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even, you know what I mean? I just learned, you know what I mean? Anytime I've ever had success personally is when I've, you know, just focus in on what I got to do. And it's like playing cards and just seeing how it's going. You know what I mean? So like you said, my mindset going into that was, you know, it was no pressure for real. You know what I mean? Just come in and just have faith. Like you said, I was into the Bible and, you know, just everything, man. Just really being thankful for the opportunity. You know what I mean? And I just feel like that's pretty much, it's like they say, let go and let God, man. So right, that was my mindset right there. I won't think about too much or nothing.
Hey, I mean, I talk about this. All the other guys talk about this, man. And I mean, even Coach Williams was talking about it. Man, that NC State game, bro. We're down 20 at halftime. And that second half, bro. I mean, obviously, you know us in the locker room, man. We know what we could do. But, man, I heard the fans was leaving. They are in the parking lot. And next thing you know, JG just getting loose. Johnny, they getting loose. So what was that? What was that like, man? Because honestly, bro, our whole mindset was like, just giving the ball. Because you literally wasn't missing, man. And it was just like, man, I was on the court. So it's tough, man, because you on the court, but you can't be a spectator, but you watching it all happen at the same time. So, like, what was that? I know you said you was in the zone, man. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that still was it too, but, like, knowing what you did that particular game, bro, like, if you don't do that, we might not win that game. We probably don't win that game, and we don't go – the history changes. So, what was it like, and how does it feel knowing that? I don't even know how you look at that, but I just want you – I want to know your thoughts. I'm pretty sure everybody else want to know your thoughts about that too.
Man, I mean, first of all, thank you. You know what I'm saying? But – it's just like one of those moments when you know that you're in a moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, like if you go to the line when the game's on the line and you got big free throws or you got a big shot or whatever, and everything kind of just, this is the moment. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, once again, you know, one of the biggest, I ain't gonna say dichotomies, I'm thinking of the thing that kind of just don't go with each other, is my ability to score and play a position that, you know, offensively I was more like a two guard as far as, you know, with my one-on-one skills. So, you know, playing point guard, that's always a battle to think, you know, should I score? You know, just playing the point guard position.
Right.
So when you get into a position where, you know, we came at halftime and, you know, coach was just like, anybody got more in the tank, you know what I mean? It's time to step up. You know, you got Coach Dickinson with his, you know, all up in everybody, but you're not Coach D was. You know what I'm saying? Y'all playing like whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just, you know, for me, it was a place of comfort because, you know, one thing that I've always been able to do for good or for bad is to block out what people think and what people say or whatever, because I just was raised that way. You know what I mean? Right. So some people look at it as weird. Some people look at it as however you want to put it. But to me, I just feel like, you know, what people say doesn't even affect me. You know what I mean? Right. Like, and so that's kind of what it was. It was like, I just went out there like it wasn't the score on the clock. You know what I mean? Like, you letting us just go hoop and play? Cool. Exactly. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
That was my mindset, to be honest with you.
And that's what it was, man. It was like coach, like that weekend, man. Like obviously we ran the flex the whole season, but I think a little bit right close to the tournament time, that's when he kind of just let us do the, I think it was the 4-out 1-in. Mm-hmm. Had Jamal on the inside, and we kind of did 4-out 1-in. Mm-hmm. I guess he saw it work, and he was like, yeah. All right. And that's what kind of helped us, you know, get past it. Then helped us along the ACC tournament. But then now you get to, now we're in the championship game. Now there's something different now. Now we kind of already solidified ourselves for the tournament. Now right. Now we're playing against Duke. We just beat Wake Forest with Chris Paul and them, just beat Judas Hodge, number two. Now we at number one playing against Duke, who everybody always want to see the Duke and Maryland games. Right. Now we got them in the chip. Run through your mind that process, and then now we get going to overtime and it's still a tight game, but JG do what he do best. So what was that whole thought? No, we're in the chip now on big screen, man. We're on the big stage now, man. We about to make history. We didn't know that. I didn't know that, you know, but you know, cause we kind of like tuned the whole, you know, us, we kind of like tuned the whole outside out. Like we were just like in a, like you said, just in that zone, man. Like, right. We just going to focus on everybody in this locker room and we just go out here and do what we could do. What was that like in regards to like your mindset and seeing everything unfold even until, you know, overtime, and then obviously, you know, what happened. So,
I mean, honestly, you know, a lot of times, you know, like people say, you know, you say like, oh, you know, you play well and stuff like that. And, you know, I say thank you to that, to people, right. Because I'm just like, you know, as an athlete, you know, or anything, all you want is, you know, people to say, you know, I appreciate the efforts that you gave, or, you know what I mean, the memories that you gave, or right. Whatever, your contribution, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's cool. But the thing that was going through my mind, it was a beautiful thing to really see us hit our stride at that time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just was happened to be the one that was that had a hot hand at the time. And, you know, you learn this playing point guard early, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's been games where you were hot and I'm gonna keep coming to you because, you know, I'm gonna get my sister up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I was able to identify that, you know, it's just the matchups. And then when we went to that 4-out and we were going, you know, that played to my strength because I was always a, you know, that's the way I played since I first started playing basketball.
Right.
Since, you know, rec league when my dad was a coach when I was 5 years old. You know what I mean? I was the point guard. I always had the ball in my hand.
Right.
And always everything was off the bounce. You know what I'm saying? So to go to college and play different styles, we're playing the flex, and it taught me a whole different offense, you know, so how to properly feed the post and feed the, you know, the duck in man, and how to, you know, read a play if you pass the ball, and how to move without the ball, which really to make you a better basketball player. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, when we went back to the 4-out thing, now it just put me in more of a comfort zone as far as, you know, offensively. And I just felt that it was my duty because everyone was playing so hard. You know what I mean? Right. We were fighting, clawing, scratching. We were all in unison on defense and offense running our plays. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, I mean, you know basketball. If you run a beautiful play and you get a beautiful shot, you know what I mean? An open shot. Like, it's everybody looking at it, man, please hit this. You know what I'm saying?
That's how
the game is played. You know what I'm saying? And it was big guys doing big things. I mean, you know, it just didn't matter what happened. You could just feel it. And we were all playing off each other. Like, you know, we got the will to win and we're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I felt about the whole time, you know?
And obviously, I mean, we win the championship, man, overtime. And won that chip in overtime, man. And now we the first team since 1984, to win the ACC championship. And you know it's made up of us being young. We sophomores. And we just came off not really playing a whole bunch to coming on. Now we starting and playing the leading role. Like that whole experience, knowing that you played a major role in that, and that goes down in history. You know they play that every year during tournament time. That's when the game, like I said, I think I just found out like maybe last year when they ran it, it was like one of the best games in tournament, I think that was the best tournament in tournament history or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Coach Williams was talking about a couple of weeks ago in regards to, like, nobody had a better performance, like an individual performance than you in the history of the ACC tournament. Like, looking back on it, bro, like, trust me, man, I do it sometimes too, looking at certain things. I'm like, man, like, that's kind of crazy. Like, that's solidified. That's cemented. Like, how does that feel, man, knowing that you made that mark during that tournament and how big that was and what that did for the university and what that did for just the history of the ACC tournament, man? Obviously, we're not in it no more, so, yeah, man, you know?
I mean, honestly, it just feels like a validation that you earned your scholarship, that you earned, you know, the opportunity to put the Maryland across your chest. You know what I mean? We actually made a contribution, you know, to what we were doing. I mean, I look at it no differently. And, you know, once again, this is, you know, me being me, you know me, you know what I'm saying? So I always just, you know, the way, you know, as a sports fan, you know, it's different ways of, you know, how people, you know, you can give the answer that people like, oh man, I would want him to, you know, whatever. But, you know, just honestly, I look at it, it's no different than when you have children, you know what I'm saying? Like certain things that we are all part of certain miracles in our lives. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, to you know, from a game of basketball and for us going out and, you know, plan doing what we're going to do anyway if nobody was watching for free, you know what I mean?
To
touch people's lives and for people to be inspired from it, you know, that was pretty much the ultimate reward in itself, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how it feels, you know what I mean? Because I'm the type of person, I try to stay as forward thinking as possible, and you know what I mean, as far as like looking back on things, you know, I'm thankful for every memory that I have, because you know, no one can take that from you. The feeling of being a champion, all the steps that it takes, that these are all life lessons. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The nights, the days and nights that we had together as teammates, you know, you guys are my brothers forever. I mean, I could not see you guys in 10, 20, 30 years. It don't matter. We get back together. You know, I'm just like, we got back together, the alumni thing, you know,
not
too long ago. And it's like, you know, you guys are all married, kids and all types of things going on. But it's like, you know, we all shared that time, that special time being in college together, and we did something special. So, you know, that's just how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? As far as the individual accolade or anything like that that comes along with it, that just comes with winning. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you can have the same game and you come up short, then you know what I mean? They don't put that the cherry on top. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So for us to win, you know, it definitely was a collective effort. And, you know, so if they're going to give an MVP, obviously they're going to give it to a guy who, you know, has the better stat line, but on the winning team, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
everybody ate, you know what I mean? You made tournament team, all that. So, you know, that's just how it goes, man. You know what I mean? And that's the way I look at it. It was a special time.
It was a great time, man. It was. I tell people all the time, and it's interesting because I had a chance to talk to, a lot of the fans during tailgate, and they always share their different experiences and stories about. They always share their different experiences and stories about what happened that weekend, and I'm talking, bro. Like, I don't know if you had a chance to really like talk to anybody about that, man. Just to hear the stories, man. We know our experience because we played.
Right.
And then you have Coach Williams. I talked to him a couple of weeks ago. He talked about how it was seeing that and coaching that. You know what I mean? Just knowing what we went through that season. And then you go and talk to the fans. And it's crazy because he's still to this day is like, oh my goodness, like one of the best weekends I ever had. You know what I mean? Because like I said, because everything that we went through that season, and then you talking about we've been down by 20 and 60, everybody's leaving. Then they in the fan, they hear people, and then we're in Greensboro. So we're in North Carolina fan, we got the North Carolina Duke, it's surrounded. So just to hear their
interpretation of it.
Oh my goodness, it's crazy, man. So I don't know if you ever get a chance, man. Just to hear from all angles, man, and because we limited, so we don't really get to just like after the game, everybody calling that phone, saying, "Oh man, it was crazy." We don't know. We trying to win the game, so we living in the moment, I mean, that whole weekend was special, man. Even the celebration, you know. So
yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
It was great times, man. You know, once again, you know, it's, you know, winning and just sports. There's nothing that they can take away from you. You know what I mean? People couldn't debate this or that in the third, but you know, when it's all zeros on the clock, you know, they can't take away your wins or your losses. You know what I mean? People right. can always debate and talk about who they feel are better at this right. and that. I mean, that's just the nature of sports. I mean, we got
right.
it's a $1 billion business for a reason. You got everybody exactly. got an opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and if it's not for the fans or everybody, you know, creating that narrative, you know, it wouldn't be, you know, just kind of like you said right now with basketball with no fans and there's no fun. Right. You know right. what I mean? So it's like when people talk, you know, it's great because that, you know, it shows interest for what's going on and people, you know, you have eyeballs on what, you know, what's going on. But, right. you know, from the way that I view sports, you know, from its purest level, you know, I always go back to the little kid that's at the park, you know, with the ball by myself. You know what I'm saying? Or just mm-hmm. me and my selected few friends, we playing 21 or King of the Court or whatever. Right. You know what I'm right. saying? So right. it's like right. they're the game is the same, but it's just, right. you know, the platforms and the opportunities and the, you know, the situations change. You right. know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just kind of how I look at it. And, you know, I just feel like if you're good to, you know, what you're doing, then you'll be repaid from it. You know what I mean? And, you know, I just feel like that weekend was a combination of all of the hard work that we all put in for, you know, that many years to get into that moment. You know what I mean? Right. So I just feel like God put that, you know, in our lives for us to, you know what it feels like to be a champion. That's all.
Right. Yeah, we got a banner to show for that too. So that's that thing ain't going nowhere. So I'm definitely appreciative of that. So hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. We on the bus. I think probably after we lost the circuit NCAA tournament, we was in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
We all on the bus. I don't think he was on the bus. I think he was doing an interview or something like that. He was like, "Yo, man, he gone." We was like, he gone. We knew in our minds, we was like, yo, yeah, he is no way. What made you stay? Because you was, like I said, great tournament. Like you was on fire, bro. Like what made you decide to like say I'm gonna stay another year?
I mean, to be honest with you, you know, I wasn't even thinking about, you know, none of the business side of basketball at that time. You know, I love college. I mean, as you know what I mean? I love college. You know, it's a time that, you know, they can't take that away from you. You know, I mean, you've been a professional. So, you know, like, you know, once you become professional and, you know, the responsibilities come, you know, you can't take that away. You know what I mean? Right. And, you know, looking back on it in retrospect, you know, I just knew that I knew we were going to, you know, have a better team that, you know, the following years and, mm-hmm. you know, all of that, you know, it was just like, we're going to build on this momentum. And, right. you know, once again, I wasn't really thinking about, you know, the money or anything like that. I just was just thinking about the game and, you know, it's similar to, you know, how I feel to today, you know what I mean? Like you have, it's different. It's different levels to everything. You know, you have the art of what you're doing, and it's like you're an artist. You have your picture, and then you have what it sold for. You know what I mean?
Right, on the market. Right. So
that's just how that went.
Nah, yeah, man. We definitely like, yo, he's gone, bro. Like,
I mean, if people would have came, like, you know, if Coach Williams or, you know, somebody like that, you know, the coach staff would have came and was just like, hey, you know, we think it's best. You know what I mean? Like, then I'd even looked at it. You know what I mean? But yeah, I remember, yeah. I never forget, like, because, I mean, we never had a conversation about it or whatever, because all I could think about is that, like you said, we lost in the Sweet 16.
Right.
So, you know, it was always a goal of mine to play, you know, in the NBA. But at the same time, you know, my biggest thing was to try to be the best player that I could be. Right. And now understanding how the game works and how people draft off potential and things of that nature, mm-hmm. You know, I guess your potential, you can't show more potential than when you show what you can do, because at the end of the day, when you come back, once, you know, when we came back, we were marked men, targets on our backs, you know, yeah. scout reports, everything, you know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, it is, and that's the business side of it. You know what I'm right. saying? But, you know, so that's just how that go. You know what I mean? But like I said, at the time, all I was thinking about was, you know, it still was pure. You know what I mean? Because yeah. I feel like I've always played my best ball when I didn't really have, you know, ulterior motives, just to go out right. and play ball. You know what I mean? Right. So be it youthful bliss, or, you know, right. ignorance, or whatever, loyalty, whatever the word, you know, it is, you know what I mean? Because to be honest with you, I felt that following year, we were going to go further. You know what I mean? Right. Similar to right. what the teams did when they lost in the Final Four and they came back mm-hmm. the next year and won the championship. I'm right. like, we coming back next year. We're going to be stronger. Right, that's right. all that my mindset was, you know what I mean? But, you know, we came back and, you know, certain unfortunate things happened in the next year. You know, teams got better. I hurt my wrist. We played North Carolina at home, and I went up, and, you know, they all trying to take charges, and I like landed right. on my wrist and my shoe.
Right, right.
And I ended up, I think I broke some in it, but like I just ended up like wearing that cast, you know, like trying to tape it up, but it was on my shoe
right.
wrist.
Right.
And you know, one thing led to another, and you know, is he sitting out, he doing this, you know, wrist yeah. was the coach, this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's just the sports business, buddy.
Right, right,
you
know right. right.
There's always right. gotta be something said. It never can be just, you know, whatever. Things can right. never be, because you know, fans always have questions, you right. know, media always have to write a story, you know right. what I mean? And right. people always have to, you know, so that was a valuable life lesson that I learned, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just, you know, I mean, that's just how things is, you know, that's how things right. are.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like you said, man, it just, you know, live and learn, man, a lot of stuff we don't know, you know, like I said, I was talking to Coach Williams, man, just everything about, like, we young, we don't know nothing. Like, yeah, you had the older guys that came before us to, you know, to try to school us, but, you know, they only had a year with us. So right. we could try to learn real quick or whatever, but I mean, so it was like you said, man, all we can do is live through it, man, learn from it. Now what we're doing, like you're doing right now, man, now you're coaching. Now you've been on the highest level, so they have to listen. Because you did it. You've been there, done that, you know? So what was, besides that ACC tournament, man, besides the ACC tournament, what was your best moment at College Park?
My best moment, man, was just being on campus with you guys, you know, just hanging out with the guys, having camaraderie. You know, I had an older brother, but he was like almost 10 years older than me.
Right.
So, you know, really being close to guys and having that camaraderie was something. And just back to the whole point of leaving that, you know, that was just something that I was just kind of like, man, you know, if you go off into a business arena, I mean, you know how it is when guys are playing for money. You know, everybody right. has, you know, their focus on ain't no buddy stuff. You know what
right,
I mean?
Even, right, right.
You know, so it's kind of like just that experience, you know, with you guys and all the fun that we had. I mean, you know, that's kind of the main thing. I mean, the nights at the dorm and, you know, on the video game, like little jokes that we send, like you just said, something I posted the other day, you said, well, that's like with Chris, you know, playing his music, you know what I mean? Just things right. like that, man, is just, they stick with you for your life. And, you know, we all shared a time and a bond of a time that we were all going through at that stage.
Right.
And it to me, that's the beauty of college. You know what I mean? Right. Like I really feel that I had a very fruitful and fulfilling college experience at the University right. of Maryland. And for that, I will forever be thankful. You know?
Yeah, man, absolutely. Those freestyle days up in the
yeah, everything, man. Like the whole thing, it was just constant comedy, man. Like we were that I mean, it felt like that was our final opportunity to be kids, man. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, like it's a perfect send off to the world. You know, it's just like everybody else. You go to college and, you know, we all have college experiences.
Right.
And you have some people that go to school and, you know, maybe their college experience wasn't great, but our college experience, right. you know, nobody on our team and say we had a good time. You know, we had an amazing time.
Absolutely. Amazing time. Yeah, it was, you know. Yeah. Absolutely, man. Yeah, man, we definitely had a great time, man. I tell people all the time, I mean, I had a blast, man, as a college athlete, man. You know, not even just college, just okay, forget this college athlete, but just as a student on campus, right. man. Just enjoying each other people, man, and just us, man, just joking around, mm-hmm. clowning, you know, us up in the same dorm, you know, that one, that freshman year, man, how crazy that was. And like I said, all the music, the freestyling and stuff, man. So, you know, a lot of people don't really understand or comprehend that because a lot of people, you know, probably didn't play or whatever, but they always want to know what that experience was like. So, you know, I know you got to go, you had to go through the NBA process and then, you know, go play overseas. So what was that like, man? Just going through that whole process, leaving Maryland and then going on to that next level, that professional level that you was talking about.
It was just business, man. It was just business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you still play the game and you still, you know, want to play the best ball that you, you know, can possibly play, but you have a job to do, you know what I mean? And roles come in very, you know, it's a very important thing to be able to play your role and to be able to get the job done. You know what I mean? You go to a certain team and, you know, your expectation is to, you know, do this, you know, and you go to, you know, or, you know, if it's not winning, then, you know, it's way more pressure because his job's on the line, you know, so guys can't keep their job or, you know, the coach, you know, doesn't keep his job and they come in with a whole nother game plan or whatever and your role totally switches, you know, so it's just way more more serious, you know, more serious than, you know, you know, it kind of, not to say it takes the fun out of it, but it's business, you know what I'm saying? Right. And, you know, that's kind of, it basically was what I thought it would be, you know what I mean? It was business, you know, so we were there to play, handle business. And, you know, not to get it wrong, I mean, you're still playing basketball.
Right.
But it's different when you're getting paid to play basketball because, you know, it's a certain standard and you put a lot of pressure on yourself and, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Right. Yeah. I just want to say, man, I got to bring this up before we go. Man, you went back and you finished up, man, and got your degree, bro. When I saw that, man, I ain't going to lie to you. And I ain't even know because you ain't really been posting too much about it on camera until you actually – I heard you was up there because I was coming around or I was in the process trying to talk to them. But they were like, yeah, you know, John up here working out, trying to finish up. And then when I saw you, man, with the Kevin gown on, bro, hey, man, that made me super proud. And as a point guard, you still was leading because I saw that and I still was trying to get mine. But that motivated me, like, yo, I got it. Like, yo, I got to go back, yo. I got to go back because I saw you do it as a point guard. You leading the way. So, man, that's super big. Like, I know, you know what I mean, obviously our parents, you know, we tell them we're going to go back and finish. So what was your whole thought process then? Like, after we've been so far removed, to go back and say, man, I got to get it done.
Thank you for that, TG. You know what I mean? I appreciate those words. You know, a lot of times you don't really realize you're affecting people just by doing the right thing or trying to, you know, do the right thing. And, you know, the older I've gotten, that's kind of what I've learned what the definition of leadership is. It's just doing what you feel in your heart is the right thing. And then, because sometimes, you know, people ain't even going to tell you that, you know what I mean? You never know who's, you know, whatever, and who you may inspire, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, with me, I remember one time I was in Israel and we was having a debate or something like that. And it was with a team, man. He always had a bunch of stuff to say. And he was like, I'm smart. You know, like basically kind of came like who was smarter than who. It was like, who got a degree here, whatever. Yeah. And you know what I mean? And it like kind of like, it just stumbled. I was like, you got a degree? I could have easily, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so it just really kind of was just, I didn't really like that way that he said it, like, you know, dumb athlete, you know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't really like that at all. So basically, you know, besides, you know, trying to, you know, make your family proud or whatever, you know, it just validates that you can finish something, you know, and that's why I tell people all the time, you know, the level of degrees and stuff like that doesn't really show how smart or intelligent a person is. Right. It's just that it proves that you're able to start and to finish something. And that's the thing that in the job market, they like to see that you can finish a job. You can't just walk away from unfinished business. You know what I'm saying? And so that's all it was. And by Maryland, you know, giving me the opportunity to come back and, you know, finish up. I mean, it was an offer I couldn't refuse.
Nah, man. Yeah, because I'm going through the process right now, man, and it's a process. That's what I tell a lot of kids, a lot of youngins now, man, that they have to get it while they can because trying to come back is not going to be as easy as just get it done while you're there. You know, just get it done while you're there. I'm in the process of trying to come back now. We're in the process of trying to do my application and stuff, man. But I know you got to get. Oh yeah, oh, that's definitely gonna happen. Nah, man. But I just want to say, man, I definitely appreciate you taking your time. I know you got to prepare for your game tonight, man. Definitely good luck with that. Definitely good luck with that. So with that being said, you know, thank John Gilchrist for coming on the Go Terpins with Travis Garrison on the Field of 68 Networks. You can apply or subscribe at Spotify with Go Terpins with Travis Garrison, also on Apple Podcasts. Thank you again, JG, brother, for all your time, man. JG,
you know what it is. Yeah. You know, anytime, you know.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. Definitely good luck to y'all tonight, too. And good luck to you for the rest of the season. And on them Twins, 44, man.